all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua, for setting us free in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, and that by your stripes we are healed, we are forgiven, and we are protected. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your compassion. We thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that He is our advocate. He is our counselor. We thank you, Father, for the gifts of healing. We thank you, Lord God of Israel, for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God, for granting healing, healing, healing in our lives today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for healing head trauma, being healed right now. We command the spirit of deafness, mutiny, to come out in the name of Yeshua. I pray for hypertension, high blood pressure will be healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I pray for arthritis in the knees, sciatic nerve pain being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I pray for every addiction to be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for binding the spirit of oppression and depression and breaking it right now in the name of Yeshua. And I pray for the power of the Holy Ghost to fall upon your people. I pray, Lord God, that those that are sick and tired and just ready to give up, Lord God, that you would grant a refreshing, that you would send a refreshing to them, Lord God. I pray that the word of the Lord would come to them and just strengthen them. I pray, Lord God, that you would lead them and guide them, those that are seeking jobs and need homes and need financial miracles. Lord, hear the cry of your people, and Lord, grant their prayer requests. We bind every spirit of delay and every spirit of hindrance in the name of Yeshua with chains from heaven. And Lord God, open the floodgates. Let blessings pour in from the north, south, east, and the west. Let finances come from the north, south, east, and the west. Let money come. Let wealth come in the name of Yeshua. Lord God of Israel, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy. Let your power be felt and known. Bind the strong man over this area of witchcraft, sorcery, enchantment, perversion. Lord God, let it be bound in spirit of unbelief. May it be bound with chains from heaven, and let your warring angels topple the thrones of the strong men over this area, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. God, send revival to the land. Send healing to the land. God, send deliverance in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Now, Lord God of Israel, I ask you to bless this teaching today, and let your name be exalted above the heathen. And bless us today with your presence and your power, Lord. I ask, Lord God, that even while people are listening to the broadcast, that you will grant healings and that you begin to manifest miracles, that they will sense your presence as never before. In the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you to share the Word of God. Truly, I am blessed to be here. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God. Amen. Seek Him. We're living in the last days. Perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua is imminent. It's important that we are pressing our way in, seeking a relationship with Him and having a desire to know Him and just having a desire to walk with God and to allow God to be God in every area of our life. You know, saints, we are blessed. We are blessed to live in the United States of America. We are blessed that our country was founded on biblical principles, God's word. We are blessed to where we have an opportunity to be exposed and preach the gospel and hear the good news. You know, I have this conversation with my daughter, Dr. Fremstead. How blessed we are, because we could have been born into a communist country. We could have been born in places where their religion is Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism. We have freedoms and liberties in the United States. We have the benefits of everything. We have freedoms. And a lot of times, as you know, we're in an election year. And you listen to the mainstream media and certain political parties or party, and they talk about how oppressive the United States of America is and how evil and how terrible the United States of America is. But God has blessed the United States of America. Yeah, every country has their warts and their bad histories, but some of them continue to have these bad histories. But God has blessed us because we've blessed Israel. We are friend to Israel, and God said, whoever blesses Israel, I will bless, and whoever curses will curse. And recognizing that we have gained power and wealth as a result of how we have treated Israel and being a protector over Israel, because Israel, the Jews, are God's chosen people. Whether people don't like to hear that, but they're God's chosen people. We need to just embrace that concept. And there's this lot of the anti-Semitism and everything else. And when they were attacked by Hamas and the viciousness and the things that happened, you know, I haven't commented on this, and how it was a terrible tragedy and how they have a right to defend themselves. And if you study the scriptures, Israel has always been involved in wars. And whenever somebody has come and attacked them, God would fight for them. And we have to be careful and be praying that our leadership, that they will stand firm and do not side with the enemy that is causing the Jewish people of Israel harm, because it will bring a curse on us. That's just Bible saints. That's why you need to pray for political leaders that have a heart for Israel and the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, so that we can continue to keep God's favor. Now, I guess the Holy Spirit wanted me to say that because our current administration is not being so nice to Israel, and they're siding with the enemy because it's a political season. They want the votes. They want everybody to vote for them. They want to stay in power. But when you have a true, and it troubles me that they don't, because people don't have a biblical worldview of what's taking place. And understanding from God's perspective, how is God looking at this? And we know that Father God, he looks on how governments are being run and what's taking place. And he sees, and he moves in judgment against those nations and countries that are not doing right, that are mistreating people and things like that. There's a whole, it's called a biblical worldview, and we need to see things from that, because we are living in the end times, and we're seeing the apostasy, the falling away from the body of Christ. We're seeing all the evil. We can say it's going to be like in the days of Noah, and my gosh, we've gone beyond Sodom and Gomorrah. So we know it's late. It's the late hour. But we in the body of Christ, believers, we have a charge to make sure that we get in there, get in a relationship with Father God, and know him as our Lord and Savior. We are in John chapter 14. I was talking about the Father heart of God and recognizing the fact, the purpose, and what sets Christianity apart from all other religions is we have a relationship with the creator of the universe, literally. We are not God. We are not one with a tree. We are one with Christ, in Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through the blood that was shed for us on the execution stake or the cross at Calvary. We have a relationship to where we can call the creator of the universe, Father, Abba Father. That's where we're at right now. And it's my desire to see every believer, even though I'm not a national radio ministry, and I'm here in Seattle, Washington, here in the Pacific Northwest, at least the people that are tuning in that will occasionally listen to Straight From His Word, that when it's all said and done, my teaching has led to you having a greater desire to know your Heavenly Father and to walk in a covenant relationship with Him, that I have equipped you how to wage spiritual warfare and to know what you need to do. There is an assault on the traditional family. I talked about that a couple of broadcasts ago. There is an assault to steal the lives of our young people. The suicide rate is crazy. And the enemy is coming after our young people. And our young people are losing hope. And parents do not have the discernment to recognize the condition of their children and do not know how to pray for their children. Instead, want to medicate their children and saying no, because the medication is worse than the illness or the torment. That's where we have to pray. The Bible commands us to be a praying people. That's why you pray over your children. If you're married, you pray over your marriage. If you pray for your spouses, you pray for your colleagues, your co-workers, we pray and we keep the enemy at bay. We go on the offense. We engage instead of being on the defense after the enemy has come and assaulted our family or assaulted you. We have to reckon, the Bible says your enemy walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We have to be more diligent and we have to be more militant in taking the fight to the enemy, because we already have won. He's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us his word. His blood has been shed for us. His current ministry, he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He is our high priest. As I talked about this several broadcasts ago in Hebrews, he is our high priest interceding for us. So what we have to do is say, okay, God, I may have not been equipped, but Lord, here I am. Show me, teach me. And that's what the Holy Spirit will do. And that's why we have to repent for not allowing the Holy Spirit to be God in our lives. Because the Holy Spirit is God. It's the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And God sent the Holy Spirit to be with his children, to be with us, to lead us, to guide us, and to help us. And that's what John 14 is about, because it says in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and the greater works than these that I do shall, because I'm going to my Father, and recognizing the fact, the greater works. You know, the church was birthed in power. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You're listening to Straight From His Word. I hope you're getting something from this. I pray that the Lord was blessing you. We call it Straight From His Word because we're going to walk in the scripture, and some of you probably have never seen the scripture, but think about this. And verse 1 says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts. Come on, saints. But the same spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which is working all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Excuse me, saints. To another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another, excuse me, saints. To another, the gifts of healing by the Holy Ghost. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues, and to another, interpretations of tongues. But all these worketh that one in the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will, recognizing the fact that God set these in the church. The cessationists teach and say, when the last apostle died, all of this basically went away. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It did not go away. It's because the traditions of men and their denominational beliefs have bound the people up to where the people that are sitting in their pews are not released to operate in these gifts because the Holy Spirit does not have liberty to operate in that building or in that church or in that denomination. It's all about the Holy Spirit. And what Satan has done, there are a lot of counterfeits. And because of the gift of discernment, people can't discern whether it's the Holy Spirit or counterfeit. That's because they don't have a relation with the Holy Ghost. This is what's happening, what's wrong with the contemporary preaching and teaching. It's based upon hype and entertainment instead of allowing the Holy Spirit of God to move as he wills and as he sees fit. And he has set people in all these different places that have these gifts that are laying dormant. They have not been activated. And the people have not been praying and asking God to activate these gifts so that they can do the greater works and be a blessing in the body of Christ to go out and to preach the gospel and to deliver and set people free. I wish somebody, if there's anybody listening, I don't know how many people tune in to Straight From His Word. I know I have a few listeners out there. I know it goes out in the airwaves. But the church, when I say the body of Christ, we are a powerful group of believers and people who can do great and mighty things. Is it fear? Is it unbelief? Because when you read in the book of Acts, it was because all of these gifts were operating in the body of Christ when they were moving that drew people to Christ. People came out of idol worship. People were being healed. People were being raised from the dead. We have gotten so far away from that. And somebody said, well, preacher, why ain't you out there doing it? I was. And the warfare has been hell against me. I was laying hands on the sick. I was casting out devils. And people were healed. Genuine healings. There were miracles. But I don't talk about this stuff because those that were there experienced it for themselves. And the enemy has always tried to shut me up. It was this time last year that I was hit with a stroke. And I couldn't talk. My tongue was twisted. And by the grace of God, I'm making a comeback. My speech is almost normal. Basically, I think I sound like myself. I think. But what I'm saying is, if Lord, ignite a hunger for your word. Lord, ignite a hunger for your Holy Spirit so that these gifts can be activated. Now, these gifts can operate in the workplace as well. But I believe because the enemy has clouded our minds and we are fearful and that we do not step out. And if you belong to a denomination, a church or whatever, that does not believe in this, then you're not going to flow in it. You know, the Bible says you can pray for the sick. You can anoint them with oil. And you say, well, Pastor, when we pray, people are not being healed, not being set free. Well, we say, well, God is the one that does and grants the healing, but we pray in faith and we believe God, that God can and will do it. But these are given and we can move in this, he says, because we're going to do the greater works. He says we're going to be able to do it. And we have to embrace the fact that God has given gifts and they're supposed to operate in the believers in the body of Christ. I'm going to say this. There should be an engagement every time we walk in the doors of the place where we worship or wherever we go. Because that's what happens. When the anointing in a person is full of the Holy Spirit of God, it's going to irritate and stir up them demons. And when God is ready to grant deliverance, there's going to be a confrontation. You see, people sitting in the pews, the chairs that have issues, need to have an encounter with God. Because it's only an encounter with God that their lives will be changed. And there are so many people that have lost hope. That's why people are turning and seeking the occult, because they have a counterfeit power, which is nothing but demonically inspired. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the Spirit of the living God abiding inside of us. And he has equipped us. And he longs to have us go forth to preach the gospel, to pray for that coworker that's contemplating suicide, to pray for that family that's been torn apart by divorce, to pray for that individual that is suffering with oppression and depression, and to lift him up. You see, we all have a mandate. And as we draw closer to Christ, and as we pray, and as we seek his face, then we have a desire to say, okay, Lord, how do you want to use me today? Lord, how can I be a blessing today to somebody? Lord, let me be an instrument in your hands. Let me be the vessel that can make a change in somebody's life. Because when you died for me on the cross at Calvary, you set me free. And I want anybody that comes into contact with me to experience your love and your mercy and your grace. Because by your stripes, we have been made whole. Saints, I can't finish today. Be praying for me at Straightway Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves in to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, is Lord, his return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, that their hearts will be hoping to hear and to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua, Jesus, is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.